Political winds of change that have swept across North Africa over the past couple of years, bringing down authoritarian governments from Tunisia to Egypt, have so far been resisted by Morocco, but there are those of gradual reforms. Now, part of the new wave of openness is a project on the largest commercial radio station in the country, giving voices to minority groups. This is a pioneering concept for Moroccan media. Maids, cleaners, children, immigrants, people from ethnic minorities record their stories and opinions, which are played out several times a day. So what effect can this experiment have on the Moroccan media and on public opinion? Well, earlier I spoke to Rashid Hayeg, head of Chada FM, that's the radio station which is broadcasting this material, Intisar Rashidi, Moroccan journalist who's coordinating the project, and Milica Pesic, who's head of Media Diversity Institute, which is sponsoring the work. I asked Milica what effect she is hoping to achieve in Morocco.
Morocco is part of the world which is now, as you know, Julian, just exploding in all sorts of ways. Luckily, Morocco is a very peaceful place, but it can be a really good example to the neighbouring countries for, you know, how to deal with the issue of diversity.
Intisar, it's your role, as I understand it, to coordinate this project. So how have you gone about finding the people that you wanted to feature on Chada FM?
Well, we've started by working with the journalists at Chada FM on how to interview these people. The normal people in the street, maids, cleaners, migrants, ethnic minorities, and we left it up to the journalists to find their targets.
Intisar, talk about two particular examples, I think, because as I understand it, the radio station is playing out what you're calling these audio vignettes, these little stories of ordinary people's lives at regular intervals. Tell me about two in particular that we're going to hear about.
Well, there is one that I particularly like. It's about a young teenager. She's a maid. She comes from Casablanca suburbs. She has six brothers and sisters, and she lived with the parents who were not working. So the family took her out of school to go work as a maid in Casablanca. But she was so lucky to find a family who understood that she was still a child and she needed to go back to school. So they supported her to go to school.
Okay, Indisa, let's hear from her first.
We poor people hope that journalists feel our pain. We hope that they come and meet us, talk to us, and see how we live day to day. We hope they see the reasons why little girls leave school.
Tell me a little bit more about her story.
She left school not only because her family needed her to work, but also because of a lot of issues, like a little girl in her class was raped on the way to school. She was also discriminated in school because she was dark-skinned and she was kind of having a messy hair. So everyone was having fun of her, and she found the occasion that her parents told her not to go to school, just to stop studying.
And one of the other vignettes that I know has featured is the story of a street shoe cleaner, is that right?
Exactly. He's a shoe cleaner who worked in this job for about 30 years. When he talks about media, he only recalls all these people with ties whom he watches at TV and who come clean their shoes without paying him.
Let's hear a little bit of him as well.
I don't care what journalists say about us. I see important people, the ones who speak on radio and TV, the ones who talk about human rights and minority rights. I see them when they come to me to clean their shoes and leave without paying.
Rashid, tell me about the importance for your radio station of being involved in a project like this.
For us, this is added value. The audio vignette is something new. Why? Because Chada FM go to people. Normally, the people call by telephone or by SMS or by websites. But this time in this vignette, Chada FM go and give opportunity to this class of people, normally just famous people or famous politicians have this opportunity.
Militza, if this approach works in Morocco and people respond to it favourably, do you see it having an influence on other, perhaps, nearby countries, neighbours to Morocco, for example?
Oh, actually, Julian, this is not the first time we are doing these kind of things. In Egypt, we've been producing 240, though that we don't call them vignettes, but audio diaries. And the diaries have been really popular on several radio stations being broadcast there. As it happens in not only Arab countries, revolution has happened only in Tahrir Square. And many people, even in Cairo, haven't understood quite well what was happening in Tahrir Square, let alone people in Upper Egypt. So to give an opportunity to ordinary people to tell their stories. They don't talk about high politics. They don't talk about bad or good governments. But if someone tells you, Julian, I had such a great day today because I bought shoes for my number 7, so child number 7 out of 9, and this is first time I bought shoes for this child. It says everything about, you know, what's happening in that country. So as we all keep saying, everyone has a story to say. It's us journalists to find people and let them and help them tell the story.